You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand has joined several other countries in putting the Philippines' human rights record under fire at a United Nations review following its brutal crackdown on drugs under President Rodrigo Duterte. For more, I filed this report. Until Monday, the 27th Universal Periodic Review had not assessed the situation in the Philippines since 2012, before President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs following his election to office last year. Among the countries opposing the alleged extrajudicial killings of drug dealers and users and other human rights abuses were New Zealand, Australia, and Canada. New Zealand recommended the Philippines continue its suspension of the death penalty, which has been in place since 2006, but recently under President Duterte, its reintroduction has been supported.
New Zealand recommends that deaths which have occurred in the course of police operations associated with the war on drugs be appropriately investigated. Lastly, New Zealand recommends that steps are taken to meet the minimum standards for the treatment of prisoners.
Australia called on the Philippines to provide adequate resourcing to the UN Commission on Human Rights, including the ability to investigate the alleged extrajudicial killings.
Australia understands the challenges faced by the Philippines in tackling illicit drug use. However, Australia is deeply concerned about ongoing reports of extrajudicial killings associated with the so-called war on drugs, noting credible allegations of involvement by elements of the Philippine National Police. Australia recommends that the Philippine government thoroughly investigate alleged extrajudicial killings and ensure accountability.
Canada's representative was perhaps the most vocal of the major countries in opposition to the human rights record of the Philippines and took the opportunity to make four recommendations.
One, end extrajudicial killings, enforced disappearances, illegal arrests and detention, torture and harassment, including by effectively implementing criminal prohibitions against extrajudicial killings. Two, adopt measures to prevent, eliminate, and end impunity for all forms of sexual violence, including by improving the investigation and prosecution of sexual offenses, and ensuring that penalties are applied consistently. 3. Strengthen the protection of children's rights, including by maintaining a minimal age of 15 years for criminal liability and raising the age of sexual consent to 16 years old. And 4. Refrain from reintroducing the death penalty. As recommended in the Philippines' 2012 UPR, Canada urges the government to dismantle and disarm paramilitary groups. Canada also urges the government to stop the militarization of ancestral lands of Indigenous peoples, improve their access to health and social services, and reform the criminal justice system to address the pervading climate of impunity.
The Philippines was represented by Senator Alan Peter Cayetano, who said there were no state-sponsored killings occurring.
In keeping with the state's duty to promote and protect human rights and fundamental freedoms, the People's Campaign Against Illegal Drugs is pursued to preserve lives of Filipino people and prevent the country into turning into a narco state. At all times, the Duterte administration seeks to uphold the rule of law. In fact, the President Duterte has a policy of zero tolerance for abuse of law enforcers.
Facing scathing criticism from Cayetano was the Western media, who he said had spread alternative facts in opposition of President Duterte.
Traditional media is no longer the only source of news and information. Allow me to take this opportunity to present to you true facts and real numbers instead of alternative facts, which unfortunately have been spread by the critics of the Duterte administration, widely quoted by some Philippine media outlets, then used and accepted and repeated by the Western media.
He cited extrajudicial killings under previous administrations in the Philippines as being at the same or higher rates as they are at present. A notable supporter of Duterte's extreme approach to drug enforcement was China.
Drug is public enemy of mankind. Many developing countries, including China, are victims of illegal drugs. We share the sentiments of the Philippine people, support President Duterte and the Philippine government in taking a holistic approach in the campaign against illegal drugs. China hopes that the international community respects judicial sovereignty of the Philippines and support the Philippines in its efforts to combat illegal drugs through cooperation.
Despite the defences made by the Philippines and its allies in the UPR yesterday, Duterte has made several controversial statements about his approach to drug policing, including saying last year, "My order is to shoot to kill you. I don't care about human rights. You better believe me." For BFM News, Cormac Smith Tene.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.